In America is a new film by the Irish director Jim Sheridan, who's best known for his films My Left Foot and In the Name of the Father. Now he's collaborated with two of his daughters to tell a semi-autobiographical tale of an Irish family that moves to New York's Hell's Kitchen to escape the poverty of their homeland and the memory of a dead child.
When you have a holy thing happening, you don't mess with it. That's what the Irish director Jim Sheridan has said about the filming of In America, and watching the movie, I knew what he meant. The film has its clunky notes, and once or twice it edges into a sort of dopey mysticism, but I didn't mind the flaws, because In America captures the essence of a loving family in a way I've never seen on screen. This is at times a very bleak portrait of economic struggle, of cruel illness and death, and yet that bleakness is transfigured by the Afrocentric colors and the joyous filmmaking and the radiance of these actors. The movie is Sheridan's love letter to his own family, who came with him to America in the early 80s, where he tried to make it as an actor and a playwright. In the first scene, the father, played by Paddy Considine, the mother, played by Samantha Morton, and the two daughters, played by real-life sisters Sarah and Emma Bolger, slip over the border from Canada. They tell customs they're on holiday, and the oldest girl uses one of three magic wishes she claims she has to get them into the country. Then they take a tunnel under the water into Hell's Kitchen, New York City. They find an apartment building full of junkies and poor people, and the father tries to find work as an actor. The Manhattan of Sheridan's movie is neither a magical paradise nor a brutal hell. It's more like an exotic jungle. When the family enters the sprawling but trash-strewn apartment full of pigeons, the girls want to know if they can keep the birds. Although the father and mother try desperately to keep them fed and happy, the girls are lonely and without a community, and they're carrying their parents' burden of grief over the death of their younger brother, who fell down a staircase and died of a brain tumor a year earlier. Reportedly, Sheridan wrote a draft of the story and gave it to his now-grown daughters for advice. They'd been there, after all. The daughters rewrote it and gave it back to him, with the character of the father reduced to almost nothing. So Sheridan decided to split the difference. And that's one of the things that makes the movie so special, that it has so many distinct points of view. It even has another eye, the video camera of the older girl, a budding filmmaker, who gets closer to people than the more objective camera of the movie's director. Here's a scene from the middle of the film, after the two girls have been given a prize at a school Halloween fair for the best homemade costumes. Actually, the only homemade costumes.
Ah, you can't throw away your prize. Best homemade costume.
They made it up because they pity us.
You got it because you're different.
We don't want to be different. We want to be the same as everybody else.
Why would you want to be the same as everybody else?
Because everybody else goes trick-or-treating.
What's that?
It's what they do here for Halloween.
What do you mean, like help the Halloween party?
No, not help the Halloween party. You don't ask for help in America, you demand it. Trick or treat, you don't ask, you threaten.
You can't do that in our street.
Why not?
Because you can't threaten drug addicts and transvestites, that's why.
What are transvestites?
Man dresses up as a woman.
For Halloween?
No, all the time. All the time. Come on.
Why?
It's just what they do here, okay?
Sheridan has said that on every shot, he let one of the Bolger sisters call action and the other cut, and that the two little girls moved around the backstage world of the movie as if they ran the show. So it's fitting somehow that the dad in the story comes to seem peripheral. The father here is sullen and closed down. He's learning from his daughters, just as Sheridan must have learned from his own daughters, learned to let go of defenses and tricks and to go with the flow. The father on screen learns to let go of the son who haunts him, because this wife and these girls are here, irrefutable, pressing endlessly for his attention. I wish that In America didn't get so new agey in spots. There's a sequence in which Sheridan cuts back and forth between the parents making violent love during a thunderstorm, while their downstairs neighbor, an artist named Mateo, played by Jamin Hansu, destroys some of his work and dribbles blood from his sliced-up hand onto a canvas. He's terminally ill, and we later see this sequence as the beginning of a transference, of his rage for life entering the couple's new baby, who doesn't look like she's going to make it. That's a stretch, to say the least. But as Sheridan has said, there are holy things happening on screen. In America, he implies, anything is possible. And through the magic of his filmmaking, he makes it possible in America, too.
David Edelstein is film critic for the online magazine Slate.